Digitization claimed its first prominent victim when the internet was still in its infancy, when smartphones belonged to the realm of science fiction and apps were still unheard of. Compaq was the undisputed global leader in personal computer and server sales in 1996, with a market share of more than 50% in the business customer segment. Compaq built its computers in the old-fashioned way and delivered them to distribution partners for sale in their stores. That same year, the then 31-year-old Michael Dell launched direct sales of his Dell PCs via the internet without the need for brick-and-mortar stores. And it wasn't just the order process that was revolutionary. Dell's customers were able to assemble their own customized PCs using a kit on the website. Thus, computers were no longer built according to the Compaq principle of build to stock, but rather built to order, and were tailored to the needs of the individual customer. Although not immediately apparent to its competitors, Dell's business model was superior to the business model of Compaq and the rest of the industry. Online sales and lean mass production, according to the built-to-order principle, made the difference between earning and losing money in this hard-fought market with tight margins. Compaq didn't dare to change its business model because it feared a channel conflict and ultimately stayed true to its existing model. In 1997, Compaq was acquired by Hewlett-Packard and Dell rose to become the world market leader. Now, even traditional machinery manufacturers are crossing industrial boundaries. John Deere, for example, one of the giants in agricultural machinery and tractor manufacturing, offers software and data-based services. These services process highly detailed weather forecasts with data on soil conditions, the specific properties of the seed used, and a wide range of additional information to provide recommendations to farmers to help them increase their yields. It also helps save fuel, reduce repair cycles, and ensure optimum use of the vehicle fleet. Sensors installed in the vehicles send on-site data to the Deere data center, and farmers can access their information via the MyJohnDeere.com platform or view it on their smartphone or tablet via the Mobile Farm Manager app.